This is season 5 of Sadie's Divorced and Happy podcast, where I talk about life after divorce with a playful perspective. Are you seeking more adventure? Are you excited to explore your own self-care and sensuality? Do you long for laughter and a cheeky fun approach to post-divorce dating? Then join me for today's episode to refresh and recharge your life after divorce. Welcome to this deliciously indulgent Mother's Day episode. I'm so excited about this conversation. Today, we're going to be diving into the art of being bougie on a budget so that you can live your best life post-divorce without breaking the bank. I mean, I know I like to feel fabulous from time to time, and I'm guessing you enjoy the same, and that should not have to come with a hefty price tag. Today's guest, Nicole Richmond, well, she has got you covered, friend. Nicole has a background as a creative director in the fashion industry, and she currently loves helping divorced women look their best. She's also an intuitive dating coach, an author, and an official sponsor of the podcast. We love you, Nicole. If you are a divorced guy listening right now and you're maybe a little on the fence about this episode topic, I say lean in, especially because later in the episode, the burning question that I'm going to be answering, yeah, it's very naughty. It's very spicy. It's very naughty. You're going to like it. So join the party too, divorced dad friend. Grab your favorite glass of budget-free bubbly and let's get ready to indulge in some guilt-free bougie living because you deserve it. All right, let's begin this decadent chat with some burning questions for Nicole.
Burning questions. Let's turn up the heat for 60 seconds.
Well, I am so ready to turn up the heat with one of my favorite people, Miss Fashionista Nicole Richmond. Thank you so much for being part of this very delicious episode today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really curious about how to be more bougie on a budget. So I have some burning questions that are going to get us warmed up on this topic. And then I have a whole fun list of questions. And I know the listener is leaning in because I've gotten feedback from my followers that they really want to know how to be more bougie. So you're going to help us out today. Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. First burning question. If your fashion sense had a theme song, what would it be? I know. She's already laughing. She's roaring over here.
What would it be? Fashion sense. Well, the first thing that came to my mind was that, like, was it from the Axe commercial? Bow chicka wow wow. Like,
ooh. Love
that. That's the first thing that came to my mind, so I'm going with that.
Okay. What is the most outrageous piece of clothing that you own, and when do you actually wear it or use it?
That's probably silver sequins, like bell bottoms. Okay. And they're amazing. They make my butt look fantastic. I do not have a butt, so they give me my non-existent booty. They put something there, and I've wore it to my friend's wedding. There was actually a matching top that went with it, so I wore the whole thing to a girlfriend's wedding a couple years ago. And then I mean, I've worn it to my kids' soccer matches with like a sweatshirt. I wear them. I mean, sequins is not an everyday thing, but yeah, I try to mix and match. So
okay,
yeah,
that's an inspiration. I have some sequin pants, but we'll talk more about that later in the episode. Okay, what's your secret weapon accessory that instantly upgrades any outfit?
Secret weapon accessory. In keeping with this theme, I'm going to go with the good red lipstick.
A good red lipstick. Okay. What's a color the listener should have more of that makes everything look more luxe?
Black.
Which celebrity gives you the most fashion inspiration?
Ooh, top of head, I'm going to go with Tracee Ellis Ross. I love her style.
Love her too. What is your go-to bougie on a budget activity for a luxurious night in?
Good question. Pizza and a good bottle of Prosecco, which is like the Italian champagne.
What's your favorite way to indulge in a little luxury without breaking the bank?
Going for drinks at a nice like hotel, nice like 5-star hotel, 4-star hotel, sitting in the bar, having a drink gives you a little bit of luxury. You never know who you might meet and you have a nice drink.
And you're wearing those sequin pants.
Right? Exactly.
I love that. Well, I would love for you to just share a little bit about your backstory in fashion, Nicole, because I know you have such a great story.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I've been doing something involving fashion since I was a kid. I used to model. That's probably where I first stepped foot into that industry. So I did that like all the way up until I was in college. Then, yeah, I started in college and I was studying political science and minoring in Japanese. And I was like, what is this? I need to do something creative. So then I decided I wanted to study fashion, marketing, and merchandising. So I, to my mother's chagrin, dropped out of the first college I was in and went to an art school that wasn't that great. Then I ended up transferring again to another school that had a really good this fashion business program. So I studied that. And then once I graduated, I even did interns. So I've done everything. I've worked in buying offices. I've done window dressing, a couple of different stores and places. I lived in New York. I worked at a magazine, a music magazine, but I worked in the fashion department. So I was a stylist. So doing all the photo shoots and things like that. Yeah, I've
what
also
magazine
been a sales associate.
What magazine was that, Nicole?
It's called The Fader. Oh. Small kind of indie magazine out of New York. I think they're still going strong. But yeah, it was kind of, it was on the way up when I was there. So that was a lot of fun. Learned a lot. I worked at some of like the big names. I worked for Gucci and Louis Vuitton. I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue. I feel like I worked everywhere. I worked at Club Monaco. Are they still in business? But I did visuals for them. I worked at La Perla. I worked at a lot of different places. So different experiences in the fashion industry, but yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And then when I moved overseas, I said I was retiring, but then that didn't last too long. I started my own thing because I realized people here really didn't know what a personal stylist was or a stylist. So I started offering my services and doing that and working with personal clients and helping them, you know, find their style, doing their shopping if they were, you know, not able to do it for themselves. So yeah, I started out like that when I moved here.
Well, we are going to enjoy all of your knowledge and skill and vision because we, you know, want to be more bougie on a budget. So I'm curious to learn, when you got divorced, did that impact your ability to be bougie?
Yeah, it definitely had a significant impact on my financials and what I had to spend the money that I had on. Before, you know, I had lots of discretionary money that I could, you know, do what I wanted, buy what I wanted. So yeah, definitely I had to prioritize differently after divorce. But like fashion and style is in my DNA. So I was like, you know, a little challenged, but it's not going to stop me from, you know, looking my best or even, you know, still being able to find the things that I like. I mean, I was fortunate. I mean, I have a pretty big collection of clothes through all my years of working in the industry. So, I mean, I still have stuff that I can pull out 20 years later that I still have. So I had a good base, let's say, but then obviously I still wanted to continue. So it took some creativity and just a little research, but yeah, I mean, you know.
So creativity.
I think I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Hence, you're the guest today. So when it comes to that creativity, so I would love to know, because I'm Midwestern and I was raised to be super frugal. So the whole bougie concept is very new to me. Maybe it's new to the listener. So how can you, you know, what are some low cost ways to even afford a more sophisticated look? Because we unfortunately all don't get to be Nicole Richmonds in life. Like, you know what I mean?
And be lucky. And be happy about that. No, so I think when you're, you know, at a certain age, when you're divorced and, you know, maybe in 30s, 40s, 50s, whenever you're divorcing, and it's just like a major life change, a life transition, right? And a lot of times that comes with, you just want to throw everything out and like you want to start over. And sometimes that's not realistic. So my first and best advice is to look in your closet. And I don't know if I coined the phrase, but maybe I did. Shop your closet.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it's like you have stuff in there because people have so many clothes and you're only wearing like 20% of them. So my first thing is to clean out the closet, like get rid of the things that you haven't worn in, you know, so many years. And once you purge and get rid of that stuff and you look at what's in there, and then you can get creative, like, oh, I have this top and, you know, like the sequins pants. I mean, I bought that it was a set to go to a wedding, and I'm not going to that many weddings. So that could just be sitting in my closet. But then I was like, well, I can actually wear these pants somewhere else, do them another way. So it's like, how can you reinvent or repurpose the piece that you already have? So that's the first thing I do, is shop your closet, because it's you know, before maybe it was easy. Oh, I have an event, or I have somewhere to go, or I have a date, or I have, and I'm just going to go shop. I'm going to buy something. Maybe now you have to be a little bit smarter. So shop your closet. That's the first thing. Look in your closet and go shopping. You'd be surprised. A different belt, a different, you know, putting this shirt with this skirt or these pants. And it's a whole new look and it's a whole new vibe. So definitely shop your closet. That's the first step.
Well, okay. So I love that. And I have friends that are just like you. They're brilliant around what to put together, like put this shirt with this. I don't think that way. And maybe the listener doesn't either. So like, do you have any tips on how to even begin? So I could shop my closet, but I'd probably just do the same thing I've always done. So how do you encourage people who just don't have that instinct like you do that this can actually go with this? Because some things, I have a friend named Jen. You and she are like, like sisters from other misters. She's like, oh yeah, you could put this color with this. Things I would never think of.
That's true. So if that you have like now with Instagram or whatever, well, now TikTok, and I know it's banned in the States, so that's a whole other conversation, but there's Pinterest. So if you see, make vision boards, make a Pinterest board. So if you see a style that you like or somebody that's wearing something that you like, kind of keep a tab of it, keep track of it, make a Pinterest board. I love Pinterest boards. And you have those as reference points. So the next time you are shopping or if you're shopping through your closet, you're like, oh, I like that outfit. Do I have something similar? Oh, I like the way they put that together. Do I have any of those pieces in my closet to come up with something similar? So if you don't, if it doesn't come naturally to you, there's so many resources out there. Like I said, Pinterest is awesome. You can even type in brunch with the girlfriends or wear like that specific and you'll get tons of pictures and ideas. So save some of those, just create mood boards. And so you'll have reference points and ideas when you're shopping or, you know, going out shopping or shopping your closet. So don't be, there's no shame in that. Definitely everyone needs inspiration. I look at Pinterest all the time and I'm like, oh my God, I have that in my closet. But my mind wasn't thinking. But once I saw the visual, I was like, oh yeah, I have something just like that. And boom, boom, boom. So sometimes you just need that little spark of inspiration and, and you'll be off to the races. Going back to kind of purging your closet and cleaning out your closet, and then you get a clearer vision of, okay, who am I in this new phase of life? I'm divorced, wherever you are. And then you might need to shop. You might need to get a few things. But just having a list, having a clear sense of, okay, this is my lifestyle. I'm doing X, Y, and Z, or a busy mom, I'm a busy executive, I'm doing this, and kind of finding the things. And I like to create uniforms. It makes it so much easier. Actually, like I said, we're all buying clothes and we're only using like 20% of them. So if you know that you look great in pants and a button-down shirt and belt, go with that. Get it in a couple different colors. If you find a pair of pants that fit you the way you know that they need to fit you, buy them in multiple colors. Don't complicate it. It should be fun, but it should also be easy. It shouldn't be like a stress and you're opening your closet like, what am I going to wear? So I'm a big fan of like creating uniforms. Like I have a date night uniform. You can have a uniform for work. So making those things, and it just becomes easy to kind of get dressed and, stay in on your style and dress authentically as yourself in the style, your new style.
What is your best bougie on a budget hack for turning thrift store finds into high fashion treasures?
Oh, thrifting is so much fun. My best advice is when I go to the States, when I come and visit my mom, she knows I got to go to a few stores. So I love TJ Maxx. I love Marshalls. And even if they're, depending on where you live, there could be good vintage pieces. But my best advice for that is to go into the nicer neighborhoods, the more upscale neighborhoods, because there's like a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls everywhere. But go to the nicer neighborhoods and you will be blown away with the treasures. Like when I was at home last summer, I hit up a really nice Marshalls and I was like, oh my God. So just, they put all the best things in those stores. So going from there, if you find something vintage, add something, like if you have a pen or kind of personalize it, or I don't know, if you need to take it to a tailor, make sure it fits. That's one thing. If whenever you're finding something at a resale or a vintage, just make sure you can own it. Like it's not like you're wearing something that's old, and personalize it with a pen, a belt, some accessory, and then also make sure that it's actually fitting you well. So if you need to take it to a tailor or something to get some things nipped and tucked, do that.
I love thrift stores, especially because you can find brand new things for nothing. I mean, my daughter and I will go thrifting and we'll find her dresses with the tag still on for $2.
Yeah.
Banana Republic, like, incredible brand.
It's a sport. Thrifting is a sport.
It is. It is a fun game, actually.
It is.
What is your opinion on buying more expensive timeless pieces versus buying a lot of trendy items at a lower price?
I am definitely of the camp of buying the best quality that you can afford. And I think especially, I mean, at this age, you want to be getting things that you can wear. Like, we're not teenagers anymore. So it's not like the trends. I mean, sometimes I'm not even up on the trends. I think investing in pieces that will last you and will serve you, you know, for longer is definitely the way to go. Because you're, like I said, once again, you're wearing only like 15-20% of your clothes. So constantly buying kind of this like fast fashion and then you're throwing it away. It's like not good for the environment. So I'm a proponent of getting the best quality that you can afford. If you do cost per item, it comes out cheaper than if you have to keep replacing these kind of fast, cheaper items that you're buying. So if you can invest in, you know, just the quality, whatever quality that is in your price point within your budget, go for that. Cause it's going to last you over the long haul and it's going to, you know, hold up.
When you're working with your clients, do you have certain sites that you recommend them to go to find certain items?
Oh, definitely. One of my favorite sites is the Outnet. It's a few, Netta Porter or Mr. Porter. So they're like super high fashion luxury designer. So the Outnet is their discounted site and you can get, and they're always, if you sign up for the emails, it could be kind of annoying getting these emails. I made a separate account just for these to get these notification emails, but they have stuff up to 70% off of the original price and it's good quality designer pieces. So the Outnet is my favorite. They have men and women stuff. They even from time to time, they even have a few home goods. There's off Saks Fifth Avenue, which I like a lot. So Saks Fifth Avenue, this is their site. Also Neiman Marcus has one, Last Call. Yeah, there's so, and then there's Rue La La. I like them a lot as well in the States.
Rue La La. Yeah, how do you spell Rue
La La? It's RUELALA.com.
Okay.
And they have menswear, women's, and they also have home stuff. So that's really fun if you want to, you know, just make your space and your whole environment, your aesthetic, you know, still a little bit nice little touches of luxury. They offer a lot of stuff at a discount. So it's all designer goods, high-end brands on a discount. So who doesn't love a discount? I do.
Who are some of your favorite designers around, you know, the topic of more quality? Because I, you know, honestly, I just shop for what I can afford. So I don't even know. Like if I was going onto these sites, honestly, I would just look for the price point. I wouldn't even know like the designers that I should be like, oh, that's a great deal or that's a great deal. I'm not bougie like that.
Well, no. So I mean, I do have a few favorites. My like current favorite is the Frankie shop. And I don't even think they're on. I have never seen them on any of these discount sites, but there's like stuff like on the Outnet, they'll have, and all of the things on there are designers. So you don't have to think like, oh, is this a good brand or something? They're really strict. They're really vetted. So there's quality. And so obviously you can look for prices. You can even put the filter, like, I'm looking for a dress, but I don't want to spend more than $200. So you just see that. So you don't have to see the dresses that cost, that are out of your price range. So you don't have to even
be tempted.
Right. Exactly. Just set your filter. Like, I'm looking for a dress and I don't want to spend more than $200 or I don't want to spend more than $100. And then you'll see what they have. And then they also tell you, so you can see the value that you're getting. They'll say the original price. And then you're getting this is 60% off. This is 70% off. And then sometimes it's like another 20% off if you sign up for the email. And honestly, go with what, like, I'm not really into like name brands and designers. Okay, we all know like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and things like that, but most people are not walking around wearing those. So if you go onto these sites, I feel like they're quality brands. So look, like you said, if you're looking for your price point, get with it sparks joy at this point. Your clothes should make you feel good. So yeah, not a super, don't rely heavily on the name brand, but yeah, go with what makes you feel good.
What's the fanciest thing you've ever done or purchased on a shoestring budget?
Ooh, fanciest thing I've done on a shoestring budget was probably go to Bali for a month.
All right. How did you do that?
That's
That's incredible. That's no small feat on a shoestring budget.
On a shoestring budget. Well, luckily, Bali is very, very, very affordable. So my shoestring budget, I was actually living like a queen. So I was very, you have to go to places where your money stretches. So that's definitely a tip. But no, a little bit of planning. And I booked the ticket super early, so I got a pretty good deal on the round trip flight. I mean, I might have taken an extra stop, you know, maybe I had to stop twice, but I was like, you know, it's worth it. I'd rather get, you know, I'll get there and I'm going to be there for a month. But just planning, yeah, like I said, the cost of living there was not expensive at all. So the most expensive thing was the airfare. So if you can travel and go to places like that, yeah. But what, as far as like a fashion find that I got on a shoestring budget, let me think. Oh, I stumbled upon a pair of shoes in the outlet. They were like $1,500 regular price. And I think I got them for like $150, these Gucci sandals. So, I mean, and I love outlet shopping when I come to the States. Right now in Europe, we have outlets as well, but go to the outlets. They're, if they're nearby, if you live in a place where there are outlets, definitely visit them. And it's like a little treasure hunt. It's a lot of junk, but if you're up for it, like, just like thrifting. Just like thrifting, if you have the time and the patience, you can find some treasures for sure.
Beyond fashion and clothing, mm-hmm. how else mm-hmm. are you bougie on a budget, Nicole?
Like, so going out, like when you want to go out to eat, I know in the States they have Groupon. That still exists, right? Groupon. So don't be, sometimes they have some great restaurants on there. And I mean, don't, there's no shame in using a Groupon. We have something very similar here. But also another idea, if you still want to have a go out into a nice spaces, go to lunch. Try going to lunch at a fancier place. If dinner is an option, usually a lunch menu is much more affordable. They'll have like the plat du jour. They have a lunch special. So you're still getting that experience of sort of being in that environment, and you're, you know, having that experience for a little less than if you're going, you know, at dinner time when those high peak times. Doing that, traveling off season, if you can, if you're flexible in your schedule and time, if you're able to travel when it's not the busiest times, you can get good hotel rooms, good flights. Yeah, what other bougie things do I like to do? And a lot of things like going to museums. That, I mean, I think, I don't know if you're into art. I think that's super cool. And you meet different people, and usually they're, I mean, check out the art, the museums. They usually have events. A lot of times they're free. Just, you're going to have to take a little research. Every community probably has a Facebook group or something like that. Plug into those different resources, and there are lots of events there. And you can do lots of activities that are, you know, you maybe not wouldn't have heard of, but then they're also, a lot of times they're free. So that's also a resource, just like digging into your local community and find a little bit of research. It takes a little bit of effort, especially over here when things are not as advertised as much. It takes a little bit of detective skills, but yeah.
I love that. Back in the day, I remember when I was younger, I would always go to the, I guess, where they train people in salons. So you can get like a pedicure and a manicure and a facial for like $10.
Oh, yes. At the schools. Yes. And right, then also right. Here, we have a big culture with, we have a big hotel school here. So they have their own restaurant and they run student runs. So you can go there and have nice lunches, and they're, you know, they're trained. They're going to go on to work in like these 4 and 5 star restaurants. So having those experiences just takes a little bit of research and a little bit of creativity. But yeah, there are lots of things that you can do. Go to happy hours. I mean, I think in the US there's a big culture. I know in Italy, I don't live in Italy, but they have this, oh my god, what's it called? It's not aperitivo, but you can go to, you don't even need to eat dinner after this. You go at 5 o'clock, you get a few drinks, and they put out spreads that you're just eating, and then by the time you leave, you're like, okay, I don't even need to eat anything. So going to like doing like nice happy hours where they always have some, you know, a drink, maybe food special, just, yeah. But going to places that you might not think about, like, you know, to a nicer hotel or a nicer restaurant, they might have those same things. So you're getting that kind of experience, but you're getting it at a different price point. So
you said that word a lot during our chat, experience. It's the experience really that we're looking for, not even real the actual material item per se. It's the feeling.
Yeah. It's a feeling. It's like this, you know, I mean, because after you get divorced or separated, and if your circumstances do kind of change, however drastic or non-drastic that, you still want to feel like, you know, you don't want to feel like you have like just like fallen from grace and like tumbled, you know, down, or you're into shame. So you still want to feel like you're are able to do and have and be in those same kind of places and have those kind of, you know, same kind of life experiences. You can always get a bag. I mean, or you can save up and get a bag, or God forbid you get a fake bag. But, you know, so it's, I feel like for me, it's more bougie to be bougie, but to having these experiences and like feeling, you know, having and feeling that way instead of versus like the material things. Cause what I learned through my experience, the things come and go, you know, like, and you can always get a thing. I feel like the experiences and the memories are what are a little bit more, it'll be harder to come by or more precious. So yeah, I like feeling these experiences. Yeah. And you remember them more, right?
Yes. Now, Mother's Day is just around the corner. So, and you're a mom. So yes. With your own family, I don't know how many kids you have, but like, how have you as a mom with your children done, quote, mm-hmm. I don't know if the word is bougie, but having those mm-hmm. more, you know, luxury moments where it was on a budget, but you still have those experiences with your kids that are just really special to you. Can you share anything about that?
Oh, definitely. And that's where I think we transitioned when I keep talking about experiences. Because, yeah, I would say I was pretty well off. So we had things, like things. And we had more things than maybe some of those precious experiences or times. So then what I decided with my kids, I have two boys, that for me, my gifts, what I would, you know, use my resources for now was to travel and to give them experiences. I'm like, the things, of course, you will have, you know, things, clothes, blah, 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 blah. But just like the over the top, like all the things, it's like you can, you know, talk to your other parent for those things. But I wanted to travel with them. So I make that a real point of, you know, we go on a trip every July. And I mean, it takes some creativity. I might have to save. I might, you know, not buy a pair of shoes for myself, or, you know, because I'm like, I always want to have that experience with my kids. I always want to give them that experience and make those memories with them. So, yeah, if it takes, you know, saving, you know, putting a few, you know, just being careful with how I spend. So I know that I can have that, those experiences with them every July. We do that in the summer. So yeah, but even for them, like they like nice things as well. These nights I mentioned, they have kids clothes. Well, now my oldest is about to be 17. So he's wearing a man's clothes. He's been wearing man's shoe size for a long time. So yeah, I shop on there for stuff for them as well. Definitely. And there are a couple of resale sites. If you're really into like any of these designer, like if you want to designer handbag, there's Best Air Collective, and they do, it's a resale, and you can actually sell. So if there's anything that you have that you don't, that you're not using, sell it, get some money and buy something else that you want.
I've heard of different places that actually it's like a barter where you bring in used items and then you can take so many used items. So say you brought in 5 used shirts, then you could actually take 5 used shirts. I think that's brilliant. I think there should be more.
Oh, that is
like
nice.
That.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely.
Because I mean, you could even do that amongst friends or something, where you could, if you were similar sizes, you could have a party
swap
where you
party.
Bring, yeah, a swap
yeah,
party.
Yeah, you
that
have
be
a swap
fun?
Party.
Have yeah, your Prosecco and your chocolates, and everybody
exactly.
bring some items. And even if they're like kitchenware, you know, just things that you aren't needing anymore that maybe somebody else
yeah.
needs.
Yeah, we've done that with actually my hairdresser. We've done that with like hair products. Like, oh, if you bought a product that didn't work for you. So yeah, it was a big swap party, but that works with clothes, with anything actually said. And that's a fun way to, you know, build community and just exchange. So you're not wasting things. So someone, you know, can use it like one man's trash, another man's treasure. So that's a great idea. Swap parties are definitely a good idea to exchange, and so you're not wasting and you're finding a new treasure. That one site, yeah, that I mentioned, the Best Air Collective is really, and there's also another place called, what is it called? Poshmark? What's like a social commerce number. You can get on there and like, oh, I have these shoes, taking bids. And,
I mean, oh, okay. It's like eBay, but bougie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's called Poshmark.
Poshmark.
Yeah, so you can get on there, you open, you make an account, and you can buy, apparently there's over like, they have over 200 million items. Like there are
holy cow.
Lots of users. Yeah, so you can get on, make your account, and if you have something to sell, you can, you know, sell. And then you can also obviously scroll through the items that are for sale. So there's also Rent the Runway.
Yes, I've used that.
And stores like that. Yeah, so if you need, you know, an outlet, if you have, say, a big event or something that you don't want to invest money in, you know, buy another dress, it's just going to sit in your closet. You can go to Rent the Runway and get something, get a dress, whatever you need to complete your outfit, and you just rent it.
Yeah, you know what I did during the summer of my divorce? I had a membership to Rent the Runway because I didn't have the budget to buy new clothes, but I just wanted to feel more gorgeous or beautiful or luxe. I just had a membership for like 3 months. And just during that little season, I'd get different dresses every, you know, few weeks. And it just kind of gave me a boost.
A boost, yes.
Because you want short term.
Yes. Yeah. When you get dressed, you want to feel good. So, yeah. And those, and I think even lots of now, even designer sites, some brands are getting into this resale business. Like if you bought a bag or they're taking it back and they're reselling it. Because now, I mean, there's also the environment, all those implications. But yeah, it's like a cyclical thing. So you don't want it anymore, but someone else can use it. So yeah, it's why not? I think that's a wonderful idea. And I was glad to see that over here, because we're always like 20 years behind. We do have some places like that now where you can rent dresses and, you know, items like that. So that's a fabulous, fabulous idea.
And those sites actually have sale items too. So you can also.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then another thing, make friends at the stores you like to go. If you go into the store, if you're friendly to the sales associate, you know, maybe if you've bought something from time to time, and you know, they'll tell you when the sales are coming up. You know, if there's something that really catches your eye, yeah, they can let you know when sales would be coming. And then also just for shopping, when you're going and we're buying new things, if you want to look bougie or like you're more luxurious, the number one tip is to wear something monochromatic, dress in head to toe in the same color. It just gives you easily and instantly kind of elevates your look when you're all dressed in one color versus a hodgepodge. I like to mix prints and materials, but that's another thing. So if you're, you know, just kind of starting out, where monochromatic looks are your friend. It's super easy. And it's just kind of timeless and classic. And that always gives like kind of a luxurious vibe to it. And then watch out for like materials. Like I said, once again, the best quality that you can afford, but you want to think about like natural fibers, like in the summer, linen, silk, cotton, cashmere, things like that. They're just natural, you know, natural fibers versus the more like polyester and the synthetics. They tend to last longer. They, you know, hold up over time versus the synthetic fabrics. But yeah. And if I have one tip, if you're going to splurge, really like on your accessories, shoes or the handbag, like you could have on the most beautiful dress, pants, shirt, outfit, whatever. And if you have on horrible shoes, yeah, it's ruined. So if you ever in a crunch of, oh my God, I don't know, should I spend this money on the shoe or should I spend this money on the shirt? On the shoes, 100% all the time, every time.
Wow. Yep. Okay. See, I buy shoes for comfort. So now I'm feeling a little stressed out, but I'm going to look at my closet.
They can be comfortable. I'm not saying that it has to be uncomfortable, but just if when we're budgeting and when we're shopping and we're allocating funds, if it ever comes down to a question, because you can, you know, a white t-shirt, I mean, unless someone's really touching you and feel it under the microscope, a white t-shirt is going to be a white t-shirt. But the shoes are not going to be a white pair of shoes, white pair of pumps. They're going to be different levels and categories of quality. So if it does ever come down to, you know, I think if you have to splurge, definitely put a little more of an investment in the shoes and your accessories, because they make the outfit.
I'm so Midwestern compared to you. I'm so confused right now. No, I'm teasing. I understand a good shoe. I'm just a photographer. So it's like, is this going to give me back pain? Okay. No, good. Yeah. I'll buy it.
No, but I'm not saying sacrifice comfort. Get your comfortable shoes. But, you know, quality comfortable shoes. That's what we're looking for.
I love it. Well, if the listener is looking for more quality and comfort and creativity, how can she find you to work with you and become more bougie on a budget?
Definitely. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at A Stylish Exit on Instagram. And that's also the website, astylishexit.com. And yeah, I give out, you know, some tips and tricks. Because yeah, it can be an adjustment going from married to unmarried and having to rebalance finances. And but you know, you still, your style shouldn't have to suffer that much. So there's definitely creative ways to, you know, to keep you looking good.
Well, thank you for all of the inspiration. You're always a source of inspiration. And thank you so much again for being a sponsor of the podcast and always bringing such great content to my platform. I so appreciate you so much. Thanks again for playing with us today. This has just been very, now I have to go in my closet. I have to go shop my closet, Nicole. I'm a little, I'm a little nervous, but we'll see.
Shop your closet. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love talking to you. And yeah, you have a fabulous page, Divorced and Happy. Yeah, that's definitely the goal. If you're not there yet, keep listening to Sadie and you will definitely get there. It's possible. So thank you.
Thanks, friend. Talk soon.
Bye.
A Stylish Exit by Nicole Richman provides intuitive dating coaching that helps divorced women navigate the online dating pool. Using her unique combination of astrology, self-love, and style, Nicole will teach you how to swipe with intention and confidence. Ready for your glow up? Learn more about Nicole on Instagram at A Stylish Exit or email her, Nicole@astylishexit.com. How are you feeling over there? Are you ready to get into your closet and create some magic? I just loved all of Nicole's ideas and all of her resources. She was so kind. She sent me all of the links. So I will put the links in the show notes. So after this episode, just go to the show notes and then you can start treating yourself a little pre-Mother's Day fun. I want to also thank Nicole for being such an incredible sponsor of the podcast. You'll find all her information again in the show notes. All right, here is the naughty, tasty, burning question I've been waiting to share with you. This answer, it was kind of fun to think about. All right, here is the question.
Hi, Sadie. This is Carla from California. My burning question to you is, how do you let your significant other, partner, rendezvous, how do you tell them that you want them to go downtown without telling them? Let me know, girl.
Look at you, Carla, without telling them. So you want to be subtle, huh? Maybe over cocktails, you could ask them if they enjoy a little urban exploring. That's pretty subtle. Or you could ask your date if he has ever been to Happy Valley. Maybe, you know, you could invite him to take a little detour to Excitement Avenue after the date. Okay, I'm being cheeky. Okay, here's my serious answer. Obviously, you know, if you're vibing, you're enjoying each other, you've known each other for a while, you're ready to have some extra fun after the date, invite him over, play some Sabrina Claudio. That always gets people in the mood. She's amazing. You know, be a little sensual, do some sensual dance, some slow kisses, and you get into the bedroom. Things are building, building, building. Clothes are coming off. There's more passionate kissing. And then you look at him and you say, you know what I really love? You know what I really, really love? And you'd be like, what? I love when someone bites my inner thigh or kisses or licks, whatever you enjoy. Well, of course he's going to do that. And then once he starts doing that, you know what to do. You get really excited. It turns you on. A lot of, you know, yummy noises. And then maybe you take his hand and have his hand do some fun things, right? Get things kind of going. You know what I'm saying? You could be extra naughty and then take his hand and like lick it or kiss it. I know that's kinky. That's kind of kinky. I'm just saying that'll really turn him on. And then you can say, I want you to taste me. What's he going to do? Say no. He's not going to say no. He's going to totally do it. And then you enjoy yourself, Carla. You have some fun. Okay. That's what I got. That's what I have. I know I'm feeling kind of hot right now. Whew. Okay. If you want to ask me your burning question, just visit the show notes. I have a link in the show notes. I want to hear what your burning question is. And last week I asked a question. And just to remind you, I would love to hear your answer. What does it really mean to be divorced and happy? What does that really mean to you? I'm going to share some of those answers on next week's episode. And here is a clue for next week's episode topic. Carla's question set this up pretty well. Okay, it's about kitties, but not the kind we were just talking about. I know. That's for a future episode later this month. All right, I want you to have a wonderful Mother's Day. Even if you're not a mother, I want you to have a great day. Indulge, treat yourself, shower yourself with love. And if you are a mother, have so much fun with your sweet kiddos. I plan to do that. And I look forward to catching you next week on the podcast.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, and be sure to treat yourself by subscribing to the podcast. If today's show gave you a boost, consider giving us some love with a 5-star rating and an enticing review. Interact with Mike and me all season long on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest at Sadie's Divorced and Happy. Looking for an affordable and effective way to market your services and products? Consider sponsoring the podcast. Email contact at divorcedandhappy.net to learn more about our sponsorship opportunities. Join us next Wednesday for more delicious life after divorce fun.